The Justin Clark Show on Florida Man Radio.
Do you swear to tell the truth? The whole truth? And nothing but the truth?
You want answers? You want answers!
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
And welcome to the program. I am your host, Justin Clark, protecting you from the hypocrisy throughout America, from Dofuniak Springs and Four Seas Barbecue, down to Altima Springs and Frogger's, Fort Walton Beach where Grillo lives, to Lake Mary where I live. Together, we will bully the bullies. Today on the program, a little update on my life. Also, an update on the rabbit Oreo. Bad news. Not good. Joe Biden, he doesn't speak well, but he's been coughing a lot lately. Do you think that if he actually has the virus, what they tell us? Or is that going to be bad for their little PR campaign? EC's non-drive time morning news. Cup of tea with the queen. My mother. An hour. Number two. And so much more to get to. Packed program today. Quick housekeeping before we begin. I will be taking your calls and text messages. Write this number down because I want to hear from you today. It's Friday. I want to hang. We're going to stay away from all the nasty negativity. We're just going to hang out and enjoy Friday together. 321-339-1055. Download the Florida Man Radio app and listen to us right there around the world. All past shows there as well. Podcast style. Yet today, as always, we're on the live, actual radio together, but I cannot do it without the team to my right. I don't know what she's wearing. I don't know what that is. Queen Kayla is here. Hello, Kayla.
Hi.
You can describe that outfit in a minute. Directly in front of me, his new Florida Gator hat that was purchased by my mother. Blue t-shirt. EC is here. Greetings.
What's up?
And now it's time for the opening statement. This should be interesting.
I think we can all agree, Republican, Democrat, whatever, that President Joe Biden doesn't speak very well. You can debate his mental faculties if you want, but we can all agree he's not the best speaker we've ever had in the White House. The worst? Maybe, yes, but certainly not the best. To the point where his handlers will not let him take questions or anything. To the point where he has to remind himself, time to exit the stage. It's unbelievable. However, over the last few days, my man's been coughing a lot. Have you heard him speak lately at all? He's coughing his ass off. Which, in the days of the virus, when you hear someone coughing, what do you immediately think? Uh-oh, stay away from them. Uh-oh, they have the virus, right? Here, I have proof. Here you go. Here's Joe Biden yesterday. You ready? Kayla, are you ready for this?
Mm-hmm. Vaccinating his state. Meanwhile, for these Republican governors, it isn't about the health of the people, it's about politics. In Mississippi, children are required to be vaccinated against measles, mumps, rubella, chickenpox, hepatitis B, polio, tetanus, and more. It's a state requirement. But now, in the midst of this pandemic that has taken over 650,000 lives. Look, folks, we don't need politics.
This is all the same speech. I want to be clear. I did not put a bunch of different speeches together. What I'm telling you is this is all one speech 2 days ago, I think.
In this battle against COVID, we need science. We need courage. We need leadership. We need Gavin Newsom.
Sorry. My man's coughing the whole speech. I mean, EC, what do you think if you go to a restaurant right now and someone's coughing their ass off? What goes through your head?
Oh, I mean, I don't care more okay, myself. But
in your head, everyone's staring
everyone
at the
Everyone else is going to be like, that guy's got COVID.
Everyone's staring at the coughing man. You know
yes.
that. Right now, you walk in somewhere and someone sneezes, everyone's staring at Sneezy Man. Right now, the President of the United States, who doesn't know how to speak, is coughing like crazy. Hold on, here we go.
Governor!
I got more.
Follow science.
In fact, I've got like another minute and a half of this. I won't stick with it the whole time. I'm just trying to get the point across.
To do what's right. And O'Lee, and I apologize.
Can someone give this man a cough drop or something? I mean, they're so busy trying to remind him not to F up and not to take questions and to leave the stage immediately that they forgot to give him a cough drop.
Nice. For coughing.
Oh, he's taking a sip of water now, just so you know.
Is he properly coughing the science into his tells elbow us like he's supposed to?
What's that?
Is he properly coughing into his elbow like he's supposed to?
No.
We have to beat the Delta variant of COVID-19. Gavin.
Here we go.
Yeah, governor.
It's not fun. Elliot, I'm sorry. I'm not trying to make fun of someone for coughing. I'm just,
will help us
I have a point to
job
make here in a second. Stick with me.
Folks.
That was at least 15 coughs, I think, in one speech when he was out stumping for Gavin Newsom. But it leads me to the bigger question that I have for you. Because we understand the PR campaign that everyone needs to get vaccinated against the virus, right? I mean, that is the message. And if you don't, you're a horrible person. Isn't that right? Mm-hmm. We all know that.
That's what I'm told.
If you're not vaccinated, you're a bad, un-American a-hole, right?
I mean, that is the message. You're a flat murderer. You're killing everyone. So
you're killing everyone, despite the fact that a year ago, there was not a vaccine. And since the vaccine has come around, we're up 300% in virus cases. But anyway, no one wants to debate that, because if you want to debate that, you're a bad person. Or if you're vaccine hesitant, that's the message. But it leads me to this question, because we all know and we saw on national television our president, Joe Biden, get vaccinated on live TV. Right? We saw that. You remember that, right? Yes? Mm-hmm. Now, let's say that he does have the virus. Would the White House tell us or not? Would they say our vaccinated president of the United States has been afflicted with the virus? Because I believe they would not. Because what message would that send to Americans who are unvaccinated but going through this whole process in their head, should I get vaccinated or not, when the vaccinated president of the United States comes down with the virus? Do you understand how that's going to screw up their PR campaign? EC, I'm going to start with you, buddy. Joe Biden was just coughing a lot in that speech. That was a lot of coughing, yes?
Ole.
A lot of coughing, which actually, I think it helped him speak, because it gave him less opportunity to use words.
This slowed him down.
Yeah. So the fewer words that he uses, the better he does. Have you noticed that? Like, he's real good at saying, hello, everybody. He can say that. But if it comes time to put 3-4 sentences together, he screws it up. We know that. I have plenty of evidence to show you he can't speak. I think that was a pretty good speech for him, because he didn't have enough words because he had to cough the whole time. Let me start with you, EC. If President Biden actually is positive for the virus, do they tell us?
Never.
I agree with you.
And I actually kind of have a theory on maybe what that coughing is. Because they've come out and said, no way does he have it.
No, they're not going to tell us.
Well,
go ahead.
He received his second booster in, I believe, February.
Okay.
So he finished his, he got a second shot for the Pfizer. He was one of the first to get the original shot. Got a second. They were eligible for their third one this month and said they were going to take it this month. We're already 17 days in now. No word on if they got that. Uh-oh. I want to take a guess. He has gotten it, and he's feeling side effects from it, and they don't want to say that.
Do you think Dr. Fauci would actually come give him the jab himself personally, or no? No, right?
No.
I don't think so.
I don't know if he could actually give someone a shot. Right. He's been out of actually doing real medicine for so long.
Well, no, since he was born.
Yeah.
He's just a figurehead, this guy. All right, Kayla, I'm going to ask you the same question. That was a lot of coughing on stage by your president. Okay, our president, fine. If he has the virus, do you think that they will tell us?
No, they will not.
I totally agree. There's not a chance in hell if President Biden has the virus that they're going to tell us. And I'm even shocked that they allowed him on stage with that cough, because what are we to think? Of course we're going to think, wow, man's coughing loud. If you go to TGI Fridays for your birthday and they come and sing you happy birthday songs like Kayla likes, and the wait staff, one of them's coughing or sneezing a lot, you're going to be like, oh, uh-oh. stay away from me.
Was he also maskless during that speech?
Oh, of course he was, buddy.
So we had a coughing, maskless man coughing on a bunch of people at a speech in California.
Exactly right. Exactly right. They're not going to tell us. If he has the virus, they're not going to tell us. And then he's going to stay away from us for a few days, right? Because he's going to go into quarantine or whatever. But we don't hear from him that much anyway because they don't want him speaking to us. Because he doesn't know how to form sentences. He can't speak. So we're not even going to think it's weird. But I almost guarantee you that we're not going to hear from him for about 4 to 5 days. I'm sure of it. And I am not anti-vaccination, Mom. Okay, this is for you, because here's what I hear. For people my age or younger who are a little bit concerned about this vaccine, the only reason that we end up getting the vaccine is because we don't want to hear the complaining and bitching from our parents. That's what it is. I'm telling you, it is our parents making us feel guilty into getting it. It's not Facebook. I understand that the Democrats on Facebook are always going to make me feel horrible. It's really our parents that guilt us into doing it.
Well, I mean, you look at the show that's on before us.
Bubba the Love Sponge. He said it was his mother.
His mother and...
And Anna was saying that her parents are making her feel guilty. And my mom texts me about once a week being like, go get the vaccine. Like, in no uncertain terms. You need to go get it right now.
My grandmother does the same.
Your grandmother, too? I think that it's not the White House that's convincing us to do it. It's... We don't want to hear the bitching from our parents or grandparents anymore. But everything in life, and I've told you this a million times, is a cost-benefit analysis. Every decision that you make in life, cost-benefit analysis. For me, I graduated college, and I decided I wanted to go to law school. Now, I had an opportunity to go have a regular job and actually make money, or I could go take out more student loans and go to law school. It's a cost-benefit analysis, isn't it? That's every decision that you make in life.
Yep.
You're married, and you don't like your wife, and you want to get divorced. Okay, what is that going to cost me versus the benefit? It's a cost-benefit analysis. Taking the vaccine is a cost-benefit analysis. And the thing that makes me a little bit nervous at times, especially people my age, is we do not know the consequences from this vaccine. And you can call it a vaccine if you want. It's really a symptom preventer, isn't it?
Yes.
It's a symptom preventer. It's not a vaccine. And I understand I'm going to piss a lot of people off. And, Mom, maybe you should listen to the wolf for a little bit, okay? But I'm not anti-vaccine. I'm just explaining to you about cost-benefit analysis, which is a very important term. And every decision in life that you make is exactly that, a cost-benefit analysis. Overreaction is the sinker of all ships. So we have this horrible pandemic that is here, right? Mm-hmm. That is, I understand, killed a lot of people. Miraculously, it's gotten rid of the flu, though. Have you noticed that? There were like 8 cases of the flu in all of America last year. 1,200.
Yep.
So... It's gotten rid of influenza, apparently. But overreaction is the sinker of all ships. So what we've done to combat this pandemic is we came up with this vaccine very quickly. And I got to tell you something. For someone who is 55, 60, 70, it's almost a no-brainer to get the vaccine. Because first of all, you're not living that much longer anyway. So if you end up getting hair on your feet 10, 12 years from now, who cares? Wow. Okay? It's true. It's just that it's a fact. And I understand the virus is known to kill elderly people. I get it. And if I was older, there's no question I would take the vaccine. I get it. If I was fat as hell, I'm sorry. If I was obese, sorry. I'm not trying to be rude. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay. If I'm a big man. With heart issues and a lot of underlying health problems, I think it's a no-brainer. The cost-benefit analysis for me is take the vaccine. I get it. For me, 42, and I understand for some of you listening, I'm way older than you. I get it. However, I'm a pretty young 42. I play sports. I'm in good health. And I have to think in my head, cost-benefit analysis. So here's the cost to me. The cost to me is I don't know what's in that thing. And I don't know if I should do this one, that one, the one jab, two jabs. Do I need a third jab later? Nobody knows because our leadership, led by a guy named Dr. Fauci, who doesn't know if we should wear a mask, no mask, three mask, flip-flops on everything. That's our leadership. That's the one telling me what to do. F you. I'm smarter than that idiot. So I have to decide in my head, what do you do? And it comes back to a cost-benefit analysis. And I think that the overreaction here, and again, overreaction is the sinker of all ships. Think about this. You're driving through a snowstorm or a rainstorm, and your car starts sliding a little bit in the back, right? Mm-hmm. What do? You automatically go the other way, and what happens? Now you spin all the way around. When your car starts sliding in that snowstorm or in that rainstorm, you actually have to turn it the other way. You turn it the way that doesn't feel natural. You can't overreact in that situation. When you overreact, you end up in the ditch. You have to do the opposite. You have to actually turn the way that the car is going. And if not, you spin out. Overreaction is the sinker of all ships. I always remember when I first started practicing law, one of the older lawyers in the firm said, you know, if you ever have an investigation against you, or the Florida bar is asking you questions about you screwed up a case or something. He said, look, in worst case scenario, you're going to get a slap on the wrist. However, the people get in trouble when they start creating fake letters and fake documents. And now instead of a slap on the wrist, you're disbarred. Overreaction is the sinker of all ships. That's the problem. You're in a boat. Have you ever driven a boat? Driving a boat is totally different than driving a car. When you drive a boat, it takes longer for the boat to start turning as you turn. So you keep turning it because you're used to driving a car, because and you overreact, and now you spin the boat around. Now you hit the dock. Because overreaction is the sinker of all ships. And my concern about what we've done and rolling out this vaccine and trying to get our 8-year-old kids now to get vaccinated is we've overreacted. And what is this overreaction going to do to our health 2 years from now, 3 years from now, 4 years from now? I hope nothing. I hope everything's fine. I hope they just injected a little virus in us and everything's cool. However, think about this. What if indeed there's some crap in these shots that we're going to get 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I don't know how many we're going to get. They don't know. They're like, well, time for a booster. Okay. How many boosters am I going to need? What if there is something in this vaccine? Excuse me, symptom preventer. What if there is something in there that's going to put hair on the bottom of our feet or hair on our hearts or something in our kidneys 2, 3, 4 years from now? And it's that overreaction that makes me nervous as a society where, yes, the pandemic has been horrible. But what if, indeed, there's something horrible in this thing, and now we've given it to our infants and our 5-year-olds and our 6-year-olds and our 9-year-olds and us? It's kind of scary to think about it. And I know that there are a lot of people out there who are very distrusting of what could be in that thing. That's all I'm trying to say. Everything in life costs. Benefit analysis. And when they start mandating you to not go through the thought process of a cost versus benefit analysis, they mandate you to do that, makes me very nervous. Very nervous, because who the hell knows what's going to happen 3 or 4 years from now? Go ahead, sorry.
Definitely opened up a new industry, though.
What's that?
Feet hair trimming. It's going to have to be people that can do it.
www.feethairtrimming.com.
Got to go get a degree for that.
Yeah, we should probably trademark something, don't you think? 3, 2, 1. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do that.
We're in a world still that we have done the worst job of all time about working with a pandemic. And it's scary because, lucky enough, for the most part, yes, this does kill people, but the fatality rate is so low still. If this was something that was killing people almost like 40%, 50%, it would be an absolute disaster across this country. It would be a pretty much almost an extinction level event across the country. The way they handled this, the fact that nobody has said the same thing from the start to beginning. Yes, things change, but you word things wrong. You can't word it as a vaccine because there's no such thing.
Yep.
There is just the same as you have never, ever in your entire life gotten a flu vaccine because it doesn't exist. You get a yearly flu shot, which helps with it, which is what this is. This is a COVID-19 shot.
A symptom preventer.
Yes. And do you still get the flu if you get a flu shot? Yeah, it actually happens a lot of times. And that's exactly what's happened with COVID. But you have people in their mind because you had them so scared and in their house and not wanting to go to work and terrified about their life, or the fact that, you know, their grandma's going to die if they go over and hang out with her for a bit, that they're going out and taking these shots thinking these are cure-all vaccines. That's what they keep telling me. They keep telling me it's a vaccine, which we have a vaccine for measles. Guess what? It eradicated measles. Mm. It's not doing that with COVID. It's helping prevent symptoms. And you've told everybody now that it's a vaccine. And look what's happening. It's not being a vaccine. It's being a shot. It's putting people with COVID that have a vaccine, quote-unquote, back in the hospital. Yep. And people are scared. And people are confused. And now they're turning on everybody else because what are they told? Well, the only reason it didn't work was because your person next door didn't go get it. And now you're putting to the point where people are getting to wanting to get in fist fights or go out and shame people or pull weapons on people because they don't have the vaccine shot. It'd be just awful, awful leadership across the board.
Horrible. And they're giving the guy a raise. Fauci, they gave him a raise and a new position, a new title. He got promoted. Can you imagine? My man got promoted. They promoted this guy. It's unbelievable to me.
I mean, could you imagine doing that as a young lawyer where you went in there and you did such a horrible job with all your cases that you lost about 70% of your cases, and then they were like, hey, you're doing a great job. Yeah. You're now a partner here with our law firm.
We're going to make you a partner for losing every trial. Mm-hmm. Really? Thank you. It just promotes bad behavior. Let me hit your text messages here quickly. 321-339-1055. Kevin in Cobb County, Georgia. Hello, Kevin. Good morning, Justin and crew. I hope you guys are having a wonderful Friday. You were totally right about the president. He is a sucky speaker. Y'all are still the best show in the world. We love you guys. That's nice. Shane B. again is here. What up, Shane? Hey, Shane, did you get a free pizza, brother, or what? Shane was bitching about Papa John's the other day. I guarantee you he got a free pizza out of that deal. Joe Biden coughing is just him choking on his lies. I agree. No, I think, I'm not sure. I think he has the a virus, but they're not going to tell us because that would be very bad publicity for the vaccination.
I'm sticking by that he got his booster this past week and he's suffering a little bit of side effects. So they're going to say he doesn't have COVID, but he's just side effects from the booster.
He got a booster. I'm telling you, I've never heard the word booster used so much than I have in the last few months, other than, again, when you go to TGI Fridays with a young child. That's the only other time you've heard booster, right?
Yeah. And it's really not even...
Do you want a high chair or a booster? That's when I like the word booster. Now I don't like the word booster anymore, because I'm going to tell you, as a parent, that's a big pivotal moment of parenting, when you go from, we don't need the high chair anymore, we just need the booster. I like that. That's a great time for a parent. But in this booster shot world, I don't like it. I don't like the word anymore, booster. You need a booster. Really? When? We don't know.
Because it's not really a booster. It's the yearly COVID test. The yearly COVID shot you're going to have to take just like the flu shot.
Exactly. Eric's dad is here. Hello, Eric's dad. They would never tell us. Even if he passed, it would be from natural causes. Roger. Hello, Roger. Justin, good morning. You are so correct. It's not a vaccine. Vaccines prevent you from getting the virus. It doesn't prevent anything. It's just a shot. And that's it. I'm with you on that analogy. It's all about the money. Thank you, Roger. I just, I don't know. I'm not anti-vax. I'm not. I'm very pro-cost-benefit analysis. And your ability as a human being to make that decision for yourself and cost-benefit. You make the decision for yourself. And as people are shaming you into making a decision one way or another, F them, honestly. Except my mom. My mom, you know what I mean? Seriously, not you, mom.
But it's the same as if you make the decision. How many people go every year have to make a decision if they want to go get a flu shot every year?
All.
Yeah.
Everybody.
You get offered it. You go to Walgreens, they're like, hey, it's free. You want to go over here and we'll give you a free flu shot. That's what it's going to be like every year. And you make the decision, do I want to get a flu shot or not? You know, I know if I normally get it, it makes me sick for a little, for a couple of days. Do I really want to go out with that? That's what it's going to be. It's, and nobody, I've never heard anybody tell me that they're going to get the flu because I didn't go get the flu shot.
No, you don't hear that. Rich checks in. I'm now telling people I'm vaccinated. I just leave out the part what I'm vaccinated for. Me too. I'm also vaccinated for all sorts of stuff, right?
Yeah. Measles, mumps, rubella.
You're never going to see me come down with the measles. That's for sure. Are you vaccinated? Absolutely. That's it, right? Yes, I am. For measles. I'm not going to get the chicken pox. Wait, I think I did get the chicken pox. I don't think we get. Did we get vaccinated for the chicken pox?
I don't think there is one.
Oh, yeah.
Well, there might be. There's newer. There's a new version, but when we were younger, there wasn't really one.
I had to take a white bath or something. You had to get in the bathtub. Yeah, an oatmeal or something like that. I've never eaten. I've never looked at oatmeal the same since then, honestly. Oh, I have bad news, by the way. A little update. Hold on. News flash. You remember that day I came in here and I was like, you guys have no idea, but I was home last night and there was a rabbit at my house. You remember that day?
Yes.
We were working together then, right?
Right about that time, yeah.
So anyway, I came home one day. This is probably 3 or 4 months ago. And literally, there was a rabbit running around my house. I was like, what is that? And they said, it's a rabbit. And I said, what's it doing here? Mm-hmm. They're like, oh, we bought it. I said, oh, really? No, like, text or ask permission or anything? They're like, it's already here. It's part of the family. I was like, okay, where did you get it? PetSmart? They're like, no, we went to a rabbit breeder. And I didn't even know it. I was too scared to ask how much a rabbit cost from a rabbit breeder because I was afraid I would get pissed off.
Mm-hmm.
I got some new, and the rabbit's name was Oreo. And I got to tell you, Oreo and I did not get very close because, I don't know, it's a rabbit, you know, and I'm a human. And I just don't know that rabbits and humans really are that connected.
You didn't snuggle with them?
No, never. Would you snuggle with the rabbit?
Yes.
I mean, maybe they bite.
Yeah. So. And I think Oreo was a biter, too. Terrible news yesterday about Oreo.
Oh, God.
Oreo went to the rabbit veterinarian, which I didn't know there was such a thing either. And by the way, I haven't checked the bank account to see what a rabbit vet cost.
$5,000.
Same as a rabbit breeder.
Unfortunately, Oreo has had to be euthanized. I'm just reading the message I got. She has a huge abscess, drained it as much as they could, probably a bad tooth or cancer. They don't know. They've now referred her to an exotic animal veterinarian for $5,000, or they just have to euthanize the bunny. And so, there you have it.
I was right about the 5,000.
Yeah. And I got to tell you something, and it makes me feel horrible, but what do you do in that situation? Literally, you take it. You have a bunny that has cancer, and it's going to cost 5 G's to hopefully fight it.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, what do you do?
Yeah.
So what are you going to do?
I didn't make the decision, but it's already made. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. What would you do? Honestly, 5 G's. It's a bunny.
I mean, I know what I did for my last cat that I had.
Go ahead.
She had basically her kidneys were shutting down. They were like, there's a surgery we can do. It's like $8,000. I'm like, there's no way. I love that cat. I just can't. So we ended up having her put down. And it's just like, there's nothing I can do about that.
So.
Wait, I have a question. Why do you have to euthanize the animal, though?
I don't know. That's what the vet said. You have to ask the vet.
Yeah, a lot of times they say it's just so they don't suffer more because it's terminal. So
yeah, it was terminal. So it's just end of story.
So what you would have probably, I'm trying to go by what you said, it had a bad abscess and a tooth, I'm assuming.
But it was created by cancer or something.
Swollen up the side of its mouth with an abscess with just a big old infection inside of its mouth. And if it is cancerous, then you're just going to have a rabbit that's going to have a bunch of cancerous growths out of the front of its face. And then you don't want to live in like that.
And basically you spend the 5 G's just to prolong its suffering is what they were telling them.
And that's that's what I was told. You're like, well, yeah, we can do the stuff at $10,000, and she may die still within the next afterwards. It's not even a guarantee. So you're listening.
Yeah. Okay. That makes sense.
And then the again, it's a cost benefit analysis, right? Mm-hmm. Like everything else. But I found out through this process, during this cost benefit analysis that I was receiving via text message, that the rabbit from the rabbit breeder only cost $50.
Oh, there you go.
So I thought the rabbit was like a couple G's or something because it was from a rabbit breeder. But they said, look, it was a $50 rabbit. Now
it's $5,000. You can get yourself a bunch of rabbits. So we can have your own rabbit breeding program.
We can have a rabbit farm. I've been dying for one of those.
Okay.
A rabbit farm. Thank God. I've been dying for it.
Right.
So anyway, I'm not trying to make light of Oreo, but I will tell you, I didn't get close with the Oreo because it's a rabbit, right? Now, my dog, horse, cat, this would be a whole different analysis. It's a rabbit.
The horse, definitely.
Oh, trust me. I'm like, can we try to sell it first? You know what I mean? Never mind. I wouldn't do that.
The cost of that horse just to be over there giving mouth to mouth to keep it alive.
Why are you giving your horse CPR? I'm like, oh, don't worry about it. You want to buy him? Oh,
wow.
Because, no, the horse is a very valuable, our horse is a valuable item. Yeah. I would be giving that horse mouth to mouth. You bet your ass I would. And then I would put him right on the market and be like, he's fine. Everything's great. But it's a rabbit. You know, a rabbit. What do you mean to do? It's a rabbit. People eat rabbits, don't they? Yeah.
I've eaten rabbit before.
Me too. Oh, it's actually, especially in Italy, it's a very, very common item on the menu. Or even in Italian restaurants, you see a lot of rabbit on the menu. You don't go see cat on the menu. Well, you know, arguably at some of our local our local Chinese places.
That's racist.
No, it's not.
That is a little racist, yeah.
Oh, I'm just... No. That people say that. People say that sometimes.
That is the stereotype that you would hear would be a racist stereotype that cats go missing around Chinese places.
No. It's not. It has nothing to do with Chinese. I'm talking about types of restaurants. Yes. That's it. Thank you. Bye.
Who are you saying bye to?
Everybody.
That conversation.
Okay.
Bye.
Speaking of Joe Biden.
Speaking of cough.
321-339-1055. When I get back, your phone calls, your text messages. Oh, and by the way, if you work at this hospital system in Arkansas, they're okay if you are unvaccinated as long as you have a religious exemption, as we talked about yesterday. However, if you're going to use their religious exemption, you also have to swear off other drugs such as Tylenol, Tums, Pepto-Bismol, and basically every over-the-counter drug you've ever heard. We'll hit that and more. Quick break. It's Justin Clark on the Florida Man Radio Network.
Florida Man Radio.
Now, back to the Justin Clark Show on Florida Man Radio.
Remember yesterday we created a company, our EC's wife did, where you can send her $25 and she'll sign off on your religious exemption? Remember that, right? Because there's a pastor in Tulsa or somewhere who, if you join his church and send him some dough, he'll just sign off on your religious exemption card so you don't have to go get vaccinated. Well, it is a constitutional right, by the way. For freedom of religion. We know that. And then there are some religions that don't believe in these vaccinations, and a lot of people are using that as a way to get around some of these vaccine mandates. And same thing applies to this hospital system in Arkansas. It's called the Conway Regional Health System. And by the way, if I ever get sick, remind me not to go to the Conway Regional Health System. It just doesn't seem like a very fancy hospital system. You know what I mean?
I mean, I
would go there for stitches.
Why are you in Arkansas sick?
Why would I be out in Arkansas, period?
Exactly.
At the end of the day. There are certain states I just don't go to. There's like, I don't know, 48 states I don't go to. Arkansas is right up there in the list. But here's what they've done. They said, okay, if you work for us and you're going to use the religious exemption card from not getting vaccinated, no problem. But you also have to attest to us that you will not take Tylenol, Tums, Preparation H, and 30 other commonly used medicines that I guess these religious, the real, like, religious weirdos who don't do these things. I guess they don't take these medicines either, right? Yeah,
they don't take them anyway, so.
Tylenol, Pepto-Bismol, aspirin, Tums, Lipitor, Motrin, ibuprofen, X-Lax. I mean, come on. X-Lax? What, you might need that sometime. So you have to swear off all of these if you're going to pull the religious exemption card. So let me ask you a question. These religious people who don't believe in vaccines, they literally don't take Tylenol either? They don't take any medication?
Yeah, no medication.
What do they do? Just take a warm bath?
Prayers.
What do they do? Really? They pray. Mm-hmm. I see. How's that going for them?
I mean, if they're still alive, it's working for them, I guess.
So. So, like, it literally, if they can't go to the bathroom, they can't take X-Lax, huh? You know, have you ever taken X-Lax? I haven't.
No.
Me neither.
Never had a reason to.
What is that?
Helps you go to the bathroom.
Oh, okay.
I love it when you chime in with, like, dumb questions because you're young. I'm not saying it was dumb. I did say it was dumb, but I don't mean it. It's stuff that just seems so obvious to us and that you just don't know because you're 25. Like, who's never heard of...
I've
never taken that. Me neither, but you know what X-Lax is?
It's always been a prank
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, exactly.
You put an X-Lax and some cupcakes and see how it goes for the day. Yeah.
Where have you been the rest of the day? Oh, my God.
I wish somebody would do that.
To you?
Yeah.
Why?
Okay. Well,
I mean that in a, I might hurt you.
Oh, I thought you, like, you really wanted to, like, spend the day in the bathroom.
No.
I was confused.
Mm-mm.
Would you punch somebody?
I probably would.
When's the last time you hit someone in the face?
It's been a while, you know?
Who was
High
it?
School.
Who was it? What did she do to you? Was it him?
No comment.
No. Look. Oh, we have a very busy show.
No comment. It was a guy that she hit.
No. We have a very busy show, and that's fine, but you can never. I'm happy to interrupt the show to address what you just said. Here, and let me reset it. I said, when is the last time you hit someone because you threatened to punch me? And
I didn't say punch you.
Well, you said if I put X-Lax in your cupcake, you would.
No, I said I wish somebody
would. Okay, anyway, you threatened to punch me. And then I say, I ask you the question, when is the last time you hit someone? You're like, ooh, not that long ago. And then I said, what was her name? And you're like, it wasn't a her, it was a him.
Did I say that?
No, I know your facial expressions.
Yeah, you gave that away.
I know your facial expressions. I've known you for a long time. We sit here and talk for 2 hours a day. What happened? What was his name? And did you knock him out? Did he hit you back? I need the story. Don't do this. Don't do this to me. Don't do this to my audience. You can't just tease it like that. It's effed up, honestly. This is radio. This is a medium that is it deals with us speaking about things. Go ahead. The floor is yours.
I do not have a story to tell.
Get out. Get out. No. Honestly, if you're going to do this to my audience and I, what's the point of you being here? So you can run
sister.
You hit your sister.
Yeah.
What did she do?
I don't know.
She knocked on you? Oh, no. You knocked on her.
I don't know. It was something.
And you hit her in the face. Like, close fist in the face. And did she hit you back?
Yes. We were fighting.
How many times have you had a fist fight with your sister?
Not many.
How many?
Probably two.
Have you ever hit a dude? Have you ever punched a dude in the face?
I've not punched.
What did you do?
But I've, like, pushed in the face.
Why? What did he do to deserve it? How old were you?
Nothing really. I was just a little childish.
A little. Hold on. When was this? When did you face push a guy in high school?
In high school.
And what did he do? What did he say to you?
I don't know.
He dumped you?
I don't remember. No.
Were you in a romantic relationship?
My boyfriend.
And what did he just, like, said something to you? He's like, hey,
I literally don't remember.
He wasn't putting out?
Huh?
I don't know.
What?
That's an old man way of saying have sex.
Means.
Okay.
I know what that means.
So why did you face push your boyfriend?
I don't know.
You know.
I really don't remember. Like, he didn't. He was very nice.
Dude,
so,
the texters are getting very angry with you. They think you're disingenuous. No, they're not mad that you face pushed the guy. They're mad because you're holding back.
No,
we can't hold. Do I ever hold anything back on this show? No, I tell you everything. I even told you about the tragedy with my rabbit.
Okay.
And yet you're not even going to tell me why you face pushed your boyfriend.
I don't remember.
Yeah, right. Whatever. I'm going to hit your text messages. Feel free to blast Kayla right now if you want.
Please,
I have no problem with that.
I don't deserve it.
Trash Man Steve is here in the Panhandle. I recently got over COVID 2 weeks ago. And I'm thinking I'm probably going to get the vaccine because I was really sick for about 5 or 6 days. And if there's something that can help prevent being that sick, I would probably want it, even though I'm not 100% sure. I like this. This is a great thought process. You see, this is a human being mm-hmm. doing a cost-benefit analysis, and I like it.
But you're supposed to wait 90 days after the last time you're sick.
So. Yeah, oh yeah. Call Fauci, he'll tell you. He's not sure, but he'll give you some
currently
sort of...
you're rolling with really good immunities. Give it 90 days, then they'll tell you to get it if you want to get it again.
And I'm perfectly okay with that analysis. Steve is saying it sucked, and I understand it's not a vaccine. It's a symptom preventer, and it's worth it to get a symptom preventer. I get it.
Yep.
That's a great analysis, and I hope you go get it, Steve. Mm-hmm. See, that is what humans need to go through in their head. That's the great thought process. But I don't believe that your government should dictate that. You do it. Blaine is here. Hey, Blaine, how are you, buddy? I don't think I've ever heard from Blaine, have we? Blaine, what up, Blaine? Fentanyl, suicide, oxy overdose deaths of citizens are being replaced by undocumented immigrants. Okay. Oh, Bevy's here in Tennessee. Hello, Bevy. Justin, you be nice to Queen Kayla. Okay, I will, but she needs to be more honest with us. I don't need her, like, saying, oh, I punched my boyfriend. I don't know why. Of course you know.
I don't.
She's in radio now. She needs to either, you got to be honest, or make it up.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Karen checks in. Good morning, friends. When I was a teenager, my mom converted from being Jewish to Seventh-day Adventist. She wouldn't allow us to take any medication. My father had to step in and overrule her when I became sick. She also wouldn't allow us to eat any meat. Worst time of my younger years. Fake meat was nasty. I'm full on carnivore now. It's one of those things where when you're kind of a weird parent, you know, you're like, oh, my kid's never watching TV. We're not going to have a TV in this house. Your kid, when they get older, all they're going to do is watch TV. Mm-hmm. Or if you're one of these parents that's like, you can never have a sip of alcohol ever. I will kill you. And your kid's going to be a drunk when they get older. Mm-hmm. The more crazy you get, I don't think it really leads to great behavior. I don't. I think if you go like psychopath on your kids, they're going to do absolutely the opposite as soon as they can get out from under you, right?
True.
Your kid's going to be in rehab. That's the way I see it. Al the mailman is here. Cat chow fung tastes like chicken. Uh-oh.
That's racist.
I didn't say it. That was Al the mailman. just you know. Rick is here in Mount Dora. Trial lawyer ads in 2024. If you or a loved one have suffered injury or death from an virus vaccine, call 1-800-COVID-LAW.
Except you can't.
What?
Except you can't.
Yeah?
No. They were given immunity from prosecution.
Yeah, you're right.
Oh.
Uh-oh. Dan O checks in with some recipes on how to cook rabbit. Dan, I'm still sad about this, bud. Don't be sending me rabbit recipes now.
I like how you laughed before you said
that. I know. Because I got to tell you, I'm not really sad. And I know that makes me a dick. I'm not sad about
it. And rabbit is really delicious.
It is delicious. And like a bolognese sauce. Yeah. Are you kidding me?
Nice roasted one.
Oh, it's beautiful. Pete is here. Road magnet.
I will order and bring some in for you someday. So you can try it out.
All right.
Oreo.
Pete checks in. Ugh. Giving a horse mouth to mouth would be like kissing AOC. Nasty. That's not very nice. Rich is here. An expensive rabbit is $200. They have no personality or loyalty, so $5,000 would be out of the question for me. Thank you, Rich. I feel better. Adam is here, in Fort Myers. Sorry about Oreo. If you decide to still be in the bunny business, I can get you in touch with a bunny rescue instead of stroking another check. Yeah, let's do that next time. First of all, I wasn't the decider because had I been briefed on the should we buy a rabbit or not commentary, I would have said no. Because you know why? Because I don't want a rabbit. But yeah. I wasn't briefed on it.
You should go get some rescue bunnies.
Yeah. Hopefully they're not at the rescue place here in Orlando, right?
Don't make me sad again.
All right. Ray Ray, Oviedo. Justin, rabbits are a mess. They have around pooping everywhere. F. Biden.
He ended.
Bebby says to make sure, Kayla, you just say that you have amnesia. No one will be mad at you.
Thank you.
Mike checks in. Dim sum cat, berry berry good. I'm not eating cat. I would eat rabbit. But I'm not eating cat. That's for sure. Right?
I mean, if you have before and it was delicious, does that really bother you?
I'm just not eating cat. Period. Full stop.
But that's what I'm saying. You may have at some point in your life without ever knowing it, and you probably thought it was delicious. So is it wrong now at that point?
Yummy.
I'm not going to go specifically order it off a menu, but if it's happened, it's happened. And if I enjoyed it, I'm okay.
True. Right. But, you know, if someone said you're eating cat, you're not going to finish the dish. Let me ask you a question. Let's say that you're at any type of restaurant. I'm not going to say any particular brand. Yeah. Okay. You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. Okay. You're at a restaurant and you're there. You're eating the dim sum. And you have two bites. You're like, holy Christ, that is good. And then the waiter comes over and was like, did you enjoy are you enjoying the cat? Would you stop eating it?
Nah. Yeah.
You would keep eating it?
Yeah, I'd finish it.
You would finish the dish.
It was good, and I've already paid for it. What difference does it make? You're not bringing them back.
I would stop eating it if they told me it was cat.
That's worse. Now you're just wasting cat.
Well, I like your argument, but it's still cat, and I don't eat cat.
I probably wouldn't come back and be like, hey, can I get another bowl of that? Right. I'm already midway through it. It's already been cooked. You said it was the most delicious thing I've ever tasted.
Oh,
I'm
going to
finish it.
Not me. See, I would stop eating the cat immediately.
And I have two cats. I love them. They're great.
They're great. They're great.
And I know, Kayla, you don't eat meat. Let's say hypothetically you do. All right, and you're at having dim sum Sunday morning, because that seems to be the best dim sum time. And you have a couple bites, and you think it's chicken. And it's like, damn, that's some of the best chicken I've ever had.
Mm-hmm.
And then the waiter comes over and says, are you enjoying your cat? What would you do at that point?
I would cry and throw it away.
You would not finish the dish?
No.
I wouldn't either.
I have a cat.
Now there's a hungry person that that homeless guy that didn't get to enjoy the cat because you just threw it away.
I would
went to waste.
I would also stop eating the dish. I would. It's just, and I you know, I feel guilty, I guess, for wasting, I don't know, but wasting the cat or the money or both.
Yeah.
Well, you did. You wasted both of them.
Yeah. Hmm. Well, I mean, the cat died for you, and maybe you should just finish it. I don't know, but I would not. And I don't often agree with you, but I agree with you on this. Normally, I disagree with you. But
That's okay.
One.
I mean, is it the fact that it's a cat? Okay, same thing. You're enjoying the meal, best you've ever had, and the guy comes by and says, how's that rat taste?
I would absolutely not eat it. I don't eat rat. I don't eat cat.
That's even
worse. I don't eat rabbit in a hat. I don't know. I do eat rabbit, though.
That made me almost want to gag.
I haven't eaten rabbit in a while, but I have eaten a lot of rabbit. There was this great Italian restaurant in my neighborhood in Boston, and it was their best dish was the rabbit bolognese. Yeah. It was unbelievable.
What about duck?
I eat duck.
Yeah, okay with duck.
But I like it. It has to be cooked a certain way. You know what I mean? I don't like it like the super fattiness. It's got to be like a crispy duck, like a Peking duck. There's this place Morimoto in like Disney Springs or something, whatever it's called. The duck is ridiculous there. And my daughter, who's 9, absolutely adores it. We call it chicken duck just because, you know, we don't
want... You don't want her actually knowing what type of duck it was?
I'm like, hey, do you want to try the chicken duck? And she's like, yes, daddy. And she loves it. I take her there just to get the Peking duck. But
so you go to the restaurant and he's like, there's that ugly snake bird that we saw the other day. You know,
no, I don't eat snake birds.
But
I do eat Peking duck?
Peking duck.
And they have them hanging up all around the kitchen area there. It's so good. Chicken duck, we call
Head
it.
Head still on.
Oh, yes. No, not when they serve it. But it's still
depends
on when
depends on the restaurant.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh.
Let me hit your text messages. 321-339-1055. Ryan C. is here. I'm not going to, and I quote, I'm not going to say what kind of restaurant it is, but you're eating dim sum. Ryan, stop being an ass, buddy. You know what I'm saying?
I was going to say the same thing.
Yeah. I'm not going to say. I didn't say. Look, they might do dim sum at other places, too.
At the soul food joint?
Sure.
Dim sum.
Justin J. is here. Hello, Justin. Hey, Justin. How is it you will open up and tell stories, but the queen just laughs and starts to tell and reverse herself? Not fair. Also, I'm so over Biden, his administration, and the vaccine and the virus, but have a great weekend, gang. You too, brother. He's saying that I come on this air every day and really expose my life. And you roll in, say you hit a dude, and you're like, I don't recall. I don't know. And no one likes that. You can't do that.
Okay, you want a story?
No, I don't want you to just invent a story. But if you're going to tell us why you hit your boyfriend.
I don't remember. I
so
genuinely do not remember.
Crap.
It could have been he said something crazy.
Kayla, Justin comes in every day and exposes himself, and you just...
Nobody asked you to.
I even showed my boxer shorts once because
nobody asked you to do that.
Right, but it's my obligation. I even showed you my boxer shorts when I try to do laundry.
Clean ones.
Yeah. I mean, they were clean, but I mean, they were very bleached, I would say, at that point. Sean is here. Hello, Sean. Can I get another order of cat, please? LOL. No. Chad, Defuniak Springs, my favorite city. Would it be better in a McKitten meal? We have the number two, the McKitten with Sprite.
No.
Ah, yeah, that's the Doja Cat meal.
Can I get the McKitten with a Sprite and a 4-pack of nuggets with the barbecue sauce?
Yeah, it always comes with barbecue sauce. So.
Oh my goodness.
I don't think they're gonna put a McKitten meal on the menu. What do you think? I doubt that. I very seriously doubt that they're gonna add the McKitten to the McDonald's repertoire. Right? No way. All right, we got to take a break. I don't want to. It's going to be quick. I promise you. It's going to be quick, and then we're going to come back. My mother's going to call. We're going to ask how her birthday went.
Your mom has to call after that.
I know. Trust me, it's going to be ugly. I mean, she's going to be sweet about it and all, but she's not going to be super thrilled with me. I can just tell you already because of this vaccination talk. But that's okay. She's still going to be nice. Like, she's not going to yell at me, but she's going to be like, honey, you know, you have a lot of power there with that microphone. And you need to be more careful about what you say. That's what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? Let's see. The only way to find out is to please stick around. Quick break. It's Justin Clark on the Florida Man Radio Network.
Florida Man Radio.
Now, back to the Justin Clark Show on Florida Man Radio.
Hour number two for a Friday. Hope you have a great weekend planned. Kayla's here with me. EC here, Beanbag Nation, along for the ride. You can join us as well. The phone number, 321-339-1055. Ramos in California checks in with he said, no joke, this is spray painted near my work in Fremont, California, and it says, rest in peace, Oreo. That's sweet. I mean, it was just a rabbit, though.
The word's out there.
Yeah. It traveled to California quickly, didn't it? It's not funny. I know it's not funny. I hope my daughters aren't listening. That's for damn sure. You know,
she turned it off.
Yeah. Well, I think they're in school, fortunately. Because you know, I'm not trying to make light of the fact that our rabbit is having to be euthanized.
Mm-mm.
Can I be honest with you about something?
Yes.
And I hate to say this, but I don't even know if it's happened yet or not. Like, I don't know if it's already happened. I just know it's happening. But maybe it already happened. Maybe it didn't.
Do they know?
I don't know.
So
I'm
you could have spoiled that already on the way when they were head to school?
No. They were already in. I made sure they were already in school before we did the Oreo commentary earlier. You know what I mean?
I hope so.
Yeah, trust me. They're in school. I wouldn't have done it if they were out on a virus or something. Hi, Mom.
Hi, Justin and team.
Hello.
Thanks for having me.
I love you. How you been?
Oh, I love you. I have been great.
Hey,
I'm very good.
Hey, Mom. I just want to tell you something again. Yes. I love you.
Oh, you're so sweet. And I love you so much.
Oh, that's very nice. Hey, how was your birthday yesterday, by the way? Happy birthday, belated again. You have gifts coming. Did you get the one thing or no? The fruit?
Oh, no, not yet.
Never mind.
I will let you know as soon as
All right,
do.
Thank you. And you have other things that should be arriving today, just so you know.
Oh, thank you.
And you're going
to have to do that.
I know. You're going to be here Wednesday, so we'll kind of celebrate together when you get here, okay?
Yes, that sounds fabulous.
But you definitely have stuff
going on.
Let me ask you a question. Your husband, Tom, I guess my stepfather, technically, more like big brother. I love him. Great guy. But my understanding is he was not only out of town, he was out of the country for your birthday. And you acted like it was like you were fine with it, no big deal. But deep down, were you actually hurt or not hurt?
No, I was not hurt because he is doing a little consulting work now that he's retired, and he went to Monterrey, Mexico to help a chemical plant there, so I totally get it, but he is going to make it up to me big time this weekend.
So let me get this straight. Your husband recently retires, and your retired husband travels to Monterrey, Mexico with his guy friends on your birthday, right? I'm sorry. It just doesn't sound great.
He's making money moves.
Oh, okay. Where's your husband? Well, he retired and he's on a guy's trip to Mexico. No big deal.
He's making
money. Oh, likely story.
He's making more money.
If I were you, I would make him send a picture of this plant or something. Hey, okay, that's no big deal on your little guy's trip to Mexico on my birthday. Send me a picture of the plant that you're visiting.
I don't think Tom appreciates it.
Yes, definitely. Let me talk to your partner there. Let me get his number.
I don't think Tom's listening right now. He's on the beach drinking. I mean, at a plant doing some consulting work. Right?
I know. Never mind. He goes back and listens to the program, though.
It's not my first rodeo. I understand how this works. I've been on guys' trips, too. Anyway, I'm just kidding. He's a good dude. Let's get right to the root of the issue, because I understand you're upset with me, and that's fine, because this whole vaccine thing, you know I'm not anti-vaccine. I'm not. But I'm full-blown pro-cost-benefit analysis for people. I don't think people should be required to. How mad are you at me, and what are your thoughts on this?
Well, I will just let you know, I have two outings planned for us when I get there next Wednesday. And the first one, we're going to go straight to Publix and get your vaccine.
Really? Your mama going to drag you by your ear to Publix.
I find it so weird getting a shot in front of people buying like hot dog buns. You know what I mean?
Crab legs.
Yeah. Like, oh, what are you doing? I'm going to grab some crab legs and get a shot in my arm.
I did share your crab legs with you. It'll be pleasant.
So you're really going to try to drag me out, aren't you? You're really going to try to make me do it.
I'm really going to try, and I'm going to just pack up whomever is there that hasn't had it and say, hey, we're going on a fun outing. Let's go.
Okay, so I have a 9-year-old and a 3-year-old daughter. Would you have kids get it?
Not yet on that. See? I don't know enough about that.
Yeah.
I mean, I think starting at 12, it would be fine. But under that, at this point, I wouldn't recommend it yet.
Are you excited about visit? How long are you staying, by the way?
We will be there a couple of weeks. Sweet. And yes, we are very excited about it.
So can I tell you, EC is a big Gator fan, as you know. And my mother and her husband have tickets to the game that Saturday. It's Tennessee versus Florida. You know I'm a alum of Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the deal. My mom called, and she was like, be honest with me. Saturday, do you want to get up and drive to Gainesville or not? And I said, I'm going to be honest with you. And maybe because I'm old, something, I said, no, I just want to go to the beach. I'll watch it on my phone at the pool. I don't care. It's going to be very hard to drag me out of the beach house to drive to Gainesville and sit there in 150-degree heat watching my team get the crap kicked out of them.
It is an experience, though. Have you ever actually been to Gainesville for a game?
Yes. My brother dragged me up there too, and I yelled at him the entire way and the entire way home. I said, I told you this sucked, and we got beat by 100 points. And I said, you had to like take a shower at halftime because you're so sweaty. It's so hot. And they put the visitors in the sunshine, it's 100, and my team stinks. Like, what's the point? Mom, and so anyway, my mother and I agreed. We were like, you know what? Let's just stay at the beach house and hang. And I said, that's a great idea. Mm. We'll barbecue. Yeah. We'll watch it on TV. We'll hang out. We'll have some drinks. It'll be fun. And we're not having to drive to Gainesville and be miserable. And I'm glad that you and I, Mom, are both kind of getting, we can call it older or more mature, whatever you want to use. And we both agree on that.
More mature.
But is your husband mad that we don't want to go, or is he cool with it too?
He is totally cool with it. He's been there numerous times, and he loves being at the beach. Actually, you do have a large TV in the pool area, so we can just watch it right there and relax.
You got it. Okay, Mother. I always enjoy, and our audience enjoys your Friday visits with us. Thank you for calling. Any statements or anything that you need to make before we say goodbye?
Well, I was just thinking about Oreo. I'm so sorry to hear about Oreo passing. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's really sad. And it reminded me, Justin, that you loved animals. I know you still do to a certain level. Mm-hmm. But growing up, you wanted to have a cat farm. You're like, Mom, I only want to have 100 cats.
Yeah.
I love them. Right. And you had a hamster. You had two, actually, as a child. And you go in one day and you're like, oh, Mom, look, my hamster had babies. And they had like 6 or 8 little hamsters in there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you go back later and you're like, Mom, where are the babies? And we look and the mama hamster had all the babies in her cheeks. She couldn't even move.
I remember.
So fat.
I know.
And I'm like, Justin, and I got, laid off her baby.
I know. And I got to tell you, Mom, I mean, you're a really good mother, but do you really want to teach your seven-year-old son about cannibalism at that age? I mean, maybe it wasn't your best idea to let me let me watch my hamster devour its babies.
Oh, my God.
At seven.
I think you were traumatized. Yeah, I know. I wanted to tell the truth.
I think that's what my problem is to this day. I still have PTSD. And it's from your parenting, if you want to ask, if you want the truth. You know, here's the deal. Don't let hamsters have sex in front of your child and have babies and then have the mom eat them. That's my problem now. That's my issue. Kayla, I figured it out. Now I know what my deal is. It's because my mom let me watch a mother hamster eat her babies in front of me.
Yeah.
Oh, my. That is so true. Yes. Maybe I should not have spoken the truth in that moment.
I love you. Thanks for not getting super mad at me about this whole vaccination deal. It's nice of you.
No, I'm just going to take you and get it done. That's all. We'll see.
Yeah, we'll grab some hamburger meat, some crab legs, and get a shot. We'll kill a bunch of birds with one stone.
We'll get you an ice cream pound while we're there.
We'll kill that's nice of her.
We'll kill a bunch of hamsters with one stone. All right, I love you.
Okay, love you guys. Have a great weekend.
Bye-bye. You too. She's not that mad. I thought she'd be super pissed, actually.
Well, she's taking you to the...
Yeah, she thinks. We'll see how that goes. I mean, look, I understand that I'm her child, but I'm also 42 and bigger than her. Like, she's not going to drag me.
And he will throw a temper tantrum right in the parking lot.
Ma, I'm not. Exactly. Let me hit your text messages. By the way, 321-339-1055. Keith is here in Dallas, Texas. Hello, Keith. I feel like I haven't heard from you in a few days, buddy. With a picture of, what is that? That looks damn good, whatever it is. He sent a picture of food with a beer, I believe, from his brewery. And Keith also used to live in Fremont, California, where Ramos is. You guys should, like, hook up. Stacy is here in Niceville. Do not do it on the vaccine, he says. Caden checks in, my fisherman friend. What up, Caden? How are you, brother? Love your show. Keep up the good work. Thank you. Big A's here. Your mom, a Virgo, the mind sign. Mm-hmm. What is that? So a Virgo is mind sign? I don't know. I don't know if I buy any of these sign things. Do you guys?
No, I don't.
Somewhat.
I'm a Leo.
Yeah, I know.
Why? I act like a Leo?
You do, actually.
And people will describe what a Leo acts like, and I'm like, that does kind of sound like me, but I still don't buy this BS, really.
Some
of
it is kind of true.
Oh, Keith, that was a picture of duck. Oh, yes. Yes, I do like duck. That looks amazing. Really does. EC, do you want to hit some news, buddy?
We can.
Let's do that. Hey, now it's time for EC's non-drive time morning news.
Yay.
Man, where do I start today with all the news that I had? Man, it was rough today.
I'm fascinated by the story about the dude with his girlfriend on the RV trip or whatever. It's a fascinating story, and I think this is going to be one of those big... national stories.
Yeah, I stayed away from that one because I thought you would kind of lean into that one at some point, but
I just don't feel like it fits our show that much, but I'm fascinated by the story.
We haven't gotten the full story out. There is some more weird stuff going on now, apparently. Well, there was some body cam footage of the officers pulling them over a domestic dispute.
But she was beating him up.
Supposedly, she kept saying that it was her OCD was causing the problems, and now they're saying that there could be a connection to a murder that happened at a campground nearby.
A double murder.
It's just weird stuff going on.
Yeah, I can't figure that story out. But I got to tell you something. I understand because I'm a lawyer. You tell your client to shut up.
Yeah.
But he's shutting up too much. Yeah. I mean, he at least needs to go out there and be like crying or something on TV, don't you think?
That's why I think there's more to the story.
There's definitely
more
something
than
weird
what's going
is,
on.
Yeah, something very odd. Strange about that story. Okay, go ahead. I'm hijacking your news.
Well, there was some weak news today, and I tried to stay away from the death, because that's all there was. You go on our local news sites, and it was like, person shot by drive-by, person shot, shot his girlfriend.
Cats die in a fire.
Man, killing me.
At a pet rescue.
All right, so we'll start with the Rolling Stone. Okay. They, for the first time in 17 years, have updated their list of the 500 greatest songs of all time.
Oh, my goodness, really?
Do you want to take a guess at what number one is?
Greatest song of all time. Hold on. Can you give me a hint or something?
A powerhouse singer.
What year? Ish. Year
probably
ish.
The 60s, I want to say. Big powerhouse female vocalist.
Female?
Yes, female vocalist.
Janis Joplin.
No.
Oh.
It is R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
Really?
Aretha Franklin. They consider the number one song of all time.
Really?
Honestly, this list is, to me, pretty weak.
Give me some. I've got the top. Why do I feel like I'm going to be disappointed in this?
Well, I can give you the top. Well, this one gives me the top 20, but I'll give you the top 10. Outkast, Hey Ya, is number 10 on this list.
Really?
Like, I love that song.
Yeah, that's a good song, but I wouldn't.
Not top 10. Number 9, Fleetwood Mac's Dreams. Great song. Yeah, probably could be up there in the top 10. Number 8, Missy Elliott's Get Your Freak On.
What?
This is a good song, but
I gotta tell you, Rolling Stone has no credibility whatsoever left, if you want to ask me. And not just because of this. I think their credibility is gone.
They have Get Your Freak On ahead of Stevie Wonder's Superstition, the Rolling Stones' Give Me Shelter, the Queen's Bohemian Rhapsody. Yes.
I love that song.
So number 7, Strawberry Fields Forever. Not even the best Beatles song. Number 6, Marvin Gaye, What's Going On. Number 5, Nirvana, Smells Like Teen Spirit. Not a top 5 song. Number 4, Bob Dylan's Like a Rolling Stone. I don't think any Dylan songs are top 5 either.
That's messed up.
Sam Cooke, A Change Is Gonna Come. Number 2, Public Enemies, Fight the Power. Come on.
Yeah, what?
Oh, what was this based off of?
This is
what was number 2?
Public Enemies, Fight the Power.
Fight the Power. Fight the Power.
Which I'm pretty sure you can't
you
play.
You gotta fight no? the power step.
Can't play it.
I don't think.
All right. What's number 3?
Sam Cooke's A Change Is Gonna Come.
Really?
It's been a long.
That's number 3 song of all time?
And that's ahead of Prince and the Revolution's Purple Rain, The Beatles' I Want to Hold Your Hand.
I love this song.
This also has 16th Beyoncé's.
Damn. You really struck a nerve here with her AC. I like this. This is number 3 song of all time, though?
Yes.
Really? I mean, I understand this is a very subjective list, but Rolling Stone sucks. Don't you think Rolling Stone sucks now? It used to be such a cool mag.
Yeah, so the Rolling Stone came up with the list after considering more than 250 artists, writers, and industry figures who took a poll that consisted of over 4,000 songs. So these are pretty much people in the music industry saying these are the top ones, according to them, at least.
Well, we agree to disagree.
Again, I could never put Beyoncé featuring Jay-Z's Crazy in Love in the top 20 songs of all time.
No, no.
Come on.
Although Kayla's giving you kind of a look. She's giving you the stink eye.
No, even she knows that is not a top 20. It's a good song.
All time, I wouldn't say.
You can put it in the top 500. I'm not putting it in the top 20.
No.
Yeah. I think I'm stealing this story from you, but
that's all right.
We're talking about Justin's been a little... just a tad racist today.
Excuse me.
Just a touch.
Just because my texters were talking about Cat Dim Sum. It wasn't
me. Started
first. Down in Broward County, Wednesday started Hispanic Heritage Month.
Yes.
Which is funny because it goes from September 15th to October 15th. So it's actually Hispanic Heritage Month. Yeah, terrible. Mm. Their idea, though, was to send out it's this type of month, and they sent it with a dancing taco with maracas. Which, Hispanic, that's not Cuban, Puerto Rican, Spain, anything from, they have nothing to do with dancing tacos and maracas. Yeah, they promptly got called out for that and had that taken down.
I imagine they did.
Yep.
I have no doubt.
This story made me laugh because you see a lot of the class action lawsuits where you go in there and you're like, if you bought so-and-so in the past 10 years, you can get a little money out of it. I've done a bunch of them.
Uh-huh.
It takes forever to get the stuff out of
you
it.
You get like $3.
Yeah, I think the last time
but
it was
the lawyers make a lot of dough.
Oh, they make so much money, which is what makes this super funny. So if you bought chicken in the last decade, you could be eligible to receive some money. In the broiler chicken antitrust litigation lawsuit, prosecutors alleged that several companies conspired to fix the prices and supplies of chicken. In doing so, they directly violated the federal, state, and consumer antitrust laws. So if you bought any chicken products, such as fresh or frozen raw chicken, whole cut-up birds purchased within a package, or white meat parts from, pretty much every chicken company there is, between January 2009 and December 2020... you could be eligible for a payment.
Really?
And do you want to know what the class action sum came out to be?
Chicken wings for everybody?
$181 million. But everybody that bought chicken in the past 10 years, which is pretty much probably about everybody, is eligible for that. So you are eligible to probably receive about $2.
$2.
Right.
Boom.
Good for you.
Can you sell it to me, or is it going to check in the mail?
Usually it's a check in the mail, and it's like 5 years from the time you applied for it. Because I've had those before. I had Red Bull back with the It'll Give You Wings.
Oh, yes.
I threw my name in there. I bought Red Bull before.
What did you get?
I got a case of Red Bull. It took 5 years for them to
you
send it to my house.
You got a case of Red Bull?
Yeah, a case of
really?
Red Bull.
Really?
What?
Yeah. But it took like 5 years.
Yeah. And then you moved 8 times in the meantime.
And that also will throw it off, too. If you move at all, you'll never receive any of it. Because there's a bunch of other ones I signed for, and you'll just never get them. Justin, I know this one will be close to your heart because you lived in Boston
for a
while.
Very much
And you
so.
Know how hard it is to get a parking spot in Boston.
Very expensive, very hard, especially my neighborhood, the North End.
Well, this one just came up in a part of the South End Luxury Condominium.
South End's a great neighborhood, great restaurants. I love the South End.
I can give you the actual address, 201 West Brookline Street.
Yeah, I know Brookline.
Okay, well, there's a parking garage there that has one space up for sale.
Oh, geez. Hold on, let me guess. $350,000.
You are real close. $375,000 for that parking space.
I believe it. I mean, that's a tough decision at that point. You know, at some point, you're like, you know, I'll just park on the street.
It is a heated garage. Okay, so if you're not worried about the snow and everything, your car can park in there. But otherwise, it's just a parking garage.
Yeah, it's a parking spot.
That's amazing.
You don't get like free muffins on your way to the car in the morning or anything. It's just it's a parking spot. $375,000.
That's no big deal. The sheriff lawmaker, he has been removed from his posts because of the fact he was ordered to jail for a drunk driving case.
Yeah.
And his brilliant idea was before I head into jail, he taped a handcuff key to his foot. Which I don't know what he was thinking, if he thought he was going to do a daring escape and nobody was going to look for State Representative Jewel Jones of the Detroit area. I don't understand what he thought this was going to do for him, but he is in a lot more trouble now. They say at the end of the day, folks are handcuffed to and from the facility. Why he has a handcuff key and why he thought he was going to use it, nobody knows.
What?
Nobody knows. And two quick science stories. And there was so much death and destruction.
Yeah.
How about I give you death?
Okay.
And this company wants to, out of suburban Denver, they're calling that when it comes to burial, do you want to be cremated? Do you want to be put in a coffin?
I don't want to think about it yet, honestly.
Well, you gotta think about it. It's got to be out there.
Give me a couple years.
Okay, well, I'll bring this story up again in 2 years from now.
Yes, thank you.
No, I'm not. Okay. What about you, Kayla?
Burial.
Burial, okay. Well, this company does what they're calling a decomposition green burial.
Uh-huh.
So they put you in this pod that looked, to me, similar like those bathtub molds, if you're making fiberglass bathtubs.
Right.
And they put your body in there, and then they cover it with straw and wood chips. And then they roll this thing every once in a while to like you're doing a compost in your backyard. You know, you got to kind of stir it up. That's what they do. They do it with your body until you start to break down.
Mm.
And then once they get a couple months into it, they go in there and they go and take all your medical equipment. So if you had fillers, you had a heart pacemaker, all that, they come out and they scoop that out of there. They scoop the big bones out, crush them up, put it all back in there.
Okay.
Again, this process now is 6 months in. They give your family the soil that's now there and you can use it in your yard.
Really? So.
They cannot, actually, the biggest issue they've come across, the federal government said, yes, you can give it to the families to use as soil, because in the end, once the wood and everything breaks down, it's just basically like a fertilizer you would buy at a feed store, something like that.
Wow.
Soil. But the federal government said in no way are they allowed to sell it to farms or anything like that.
What?
Anything else?
Last story, real quick. They found out that back 120,000 years ago, our ancestors were wearing sweet leather jackets already.
Is that right?
Yeah, they figured out that they've been going through this one place out in Morocco, and they found a lot of leather working tools in there. And so they've assumed that back there, 120,000 years ago, they were already making leather clothes.
Okay. Wow.
Some
good
super exciting
job, EC. Got to take one. Hold on. I have a song for you to take us to break. Number 8 on the all-time best song list from Rolling Stone. Ladies and gentlemen, it is Matt Berry's Woman. A last quick break for the week, and then I'll turn it over to Edso. It's Justin Clark, and this Matt Berry on the Florida Man Radio Network.
She's courageous, contagious.
back to the Justin Clark Show on Florida Man Radio.
A final segment for the week, and we'll give it over to Edso. We're going to do a cup of tea with the queen here in a moment. But let me hit your text messages. Join us if you wish. 321-339-1055. Michael is here. Gainesville, Georgia. You have PTHS, post-traumatic hamster syndrome. You think so?
Mm-hmm.
I agree. Now you have PTOD, post-traumatic Oreo disorder. You will never be able to eat cookies again. I think I'll be just fine, honestly.
You gonna be okay with yourself doing that?
Big A checks in. Dick Clark is the only one that will ever know what song is what. Good point. Stacy is here in Niceville, Florida. I love that music. Thank you, buddy. Dave the drummer, our official musical correspondent, checks in. Good morning, gang. Rolling Stone magazine's a joke. Their lists are even worse. That being said, I can't argue with Aretha being at the top. Really? Maybe. Rich is here. You should talk to the Dr. Shannon has on his show, Jeff Mueller.
Mueller.
I definitely trust his opinions on the shot and preventative measures for the virus. Duke Lake Mary. Hello, Duke. Justin, are you saying that for the Biden administration, re the president's recent speech, it all comes down to a cough benefit analysis? It's a cough benefit analysis. Trashman Steve, is Matt Berry on that Rolling Stone list? Yes. I added him to it.
He was number 35.
He was 35, yes. Jeremy, not in Lakeland, is here. Hello, Jeremy. I have no idea what Mama Clark looks like, but she's Tennessee Sharon Osbourne in my head. She's too sweet. She is sweet. Colin is here. What up, Colin? I can totally picture you doing the toddler flop in the parking lot and Miss Cindy dragging you. No. I'm not going to Publix to get a shot. Mommy, you think that's going to happen next week?
Yep.
Like, because I'm going to go over there and spend a few days with them for sure. I don't even know if they want me to, but I'm going to. You know, they might want their own time. I don't know. I don't know how this works. But she's going to say, I'm going to wake up. She'll be like, are you ready? I'm like, ready to go what? Breakfast? She's like, no, Publix. So I'm going to be like, oh.
We're going to go get you some ice cream.
Crab legs, peanut butter.
I'll give you a popsicle after.
Mm-hmm.
I think it might be a little bit of a fight. I don't know. We'll see. I might do it, might not. I don't know. Honestly, it's a coin flip right now, I would say. All right, Kayla, are you ready?
Sure.
EC, hit it.
It's time for a cup of tea with the queen.
All right, do y'all know Jersey Shore?
Yes.
Well, Vinny and Pauly D, they're starting their new season of Double Shot of Love on MTV.
Oh,
exciting.
Great.
Yay.
Oh, I've been dying for a reboot on that one.
Exactly. So they're finding love for the 15,000th time.
I'm so happy.
I don't get it.
I'm so happy.
Yes.
Yeah,
so
literally,
I just
made my weekend.
I'm hoping they're going to finally
Thank
get
you.
It this time.
Yeah. I think this is the time. This is going to be the right time.
Hopefully.
I know it worked out for Brett Michaels. So.
Oh, yes. Absolutely.
Oh, what was it? That Something of Love.
Rock of Love, yes.
Yeah. I used to watch that.
Not me.
Unfortunately.
She had no idea who Brett Michaels
literally,
was.
Literally, I had
to
no
figure
idea.
Out why that old bandana guy kept getting women wanting him.
I just wanted him to find love. But
Did he die or he got sick or something, right?
He's still alive.
Okay. So, but something was wrong with him, right? Didn't he get sick or something, you see?
Hmm?
Yeah,
it's something maybe.
It was something. I'm going to Google it. You proceed.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Lil Nas X, y'all's favorite rapper.
Dude, why does he show up on the show every
because
day?
Because he has a great PR team. And he's just always in the news, always. But he's dropping his album today, or he dropped it already. And he also dropped his new video, and he's pregnant in the video. So that was interesting.
Wait, he's pregnant?
He's giving birth
okay.
in the video.
Interesting.
And he posted something on his Instagram where he was literally, he had a belly, and it looked so real. It was actually quite creepy.
Ugh.
Like, it looked so real. So, I don't know who made it.
You, as a person that is in that music world, do you like his stuff anymore? Like, from everybody I hear, he has been so try-hard since
that first hit,
that his songs aren't that good. And now all it is how outrageous he can basically be.
A lot of people like him. I personally do not care for him. I think he has a great, like I said, PR team.
Like, he reminds me of the Marilyn Manson of the rap world.
Marilyn Manson. I don't think I know.
I think you're right. I think that's a, I think that's a very good comparison.
What did he do? Like, he was very
He was always known as being very controversial.
Okay, yeah.
So it's kind of the same thing, but he did it for the rock world. His music was okay. Uh-huh. I mean, there's some people who really love it. I thought it was always just okay, but it was always over the top, and it was he was always the one that was accused of, oh, he's the reason that there were school shooters because of his music, and yeah.
Interesting. Well, yeah. So y'all go listen to Lil Nas X, because that's y'all's favorite rapper. Have fun with that. And then also, I just want to finish off with...
Don't speak for me. Don't speak for me. Not my favorite.
We've all seen your Spotify. It's okay.
Right.
Whatever.
What's that man's name? Matt Berry? That's the first one on...
don't Matt Berry me, because I'll play it if
Please
you do.
Please don't. Just mute it now.
Everyone loves Matt Berry.
You can play that other song.
Enough.
But lastly, Nicki Minaj. Mm. She's still in trouble because...
What'd she do now?
The Trinidad... Officials
Did we ever figure out if she actually got invited to the White House or not?
They're still saying she wasn't.
Okay.
But a lot of people are saying they think she was, and that somebody is just like changing her words, basically. I don't know. Who knows? Honestly, who knows? Nicki is still upset. She says she's, blocking Twitter, or she's not using it anymore.
I was never a fan of her, but I am just overjoyed and laughing about the fact that she got two nations health guys to come out on the TV
Literally.
And say that swollen testicles isn't a thing.
Literally.
Yeah, she got two nations.
Sad.
America and Trinidad both had to have their health officials come out and say that swollen testicles is not a thing.
Mm-hmm. On Twitter. And they literally are going on like video and they're speaking about this.
Is she from Trinidad, I guess?
She's from Trinidad.
Trinidadian?
Yeah, she's Trinidadian.
Is that the right way to say it?
Yes, I hope.
Okay.
I don't want to.
I'm just making sure.
But yeah, so she's still in trouble. Hopefully that,
blows over.
Basically. Goes away. But we'll see. And then the phrase of the day is stink.
Stink?
Yes. But it's not the way you think.
Okay.
So stink is another way of saying like bae or sweetheart. You just say, it's okay, stink. You don't know any better. Like stuff like that.
So instead of saying hi, baby, you can say hi, stink?
Mm-hmm.
I see. That's not a term of endearment in my head.
Yeah, I know.
And I realize
I don't use the term. This is what the kids say.
My wife would be pissed if I was like, "What's up, stink?"
This is what the kids say.
I mean, I got to tell you something. I don't recommend this. We don't generally give out advice on the show. It's not one of those shows. But I got to tell you, I don't recommend you going home this weekend and be like, "Hey, stink," because your wife's gonna probably punch you like Kayla punched that dude in high school.
I didn't punch anybody.
Face pushed. You face pushed him.
That's not a punch.
But it's aggression, isn't it?
It wasn't that hard.
She aggressively face-pushed
She aggressively face-pushed her boyfriend.
It wasn't that hard.
Won't tell us why. She's like, I don't know.
I really don't know why.
I don't know why I did it.
I was probably playing with him.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I wasn't even mad.
How many times literally have you been in a fist fight where you punched somebody?
Once.
That only one time with your sister?
Mm-hmm.
And did you tell your mother on her? Of course.
No.
What?
You didn't.
Of course you did. You always rat on your sister.
Not all the
time. That's why we lost a lot of respect for you the other day. Because we don't like rats on this show. And especially, you don't rat on your family. You don't rat on your blood.
I only tell on her if she does something that's not that deep.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Such as?
Like if she's, I don't know, said something mean to me, I'll be like, Mom! But if she actually did something bad, I wouldn't say anything.
You would not.
Yeah, I just do it as a joke to be funny.
So strange.
It's funny.
Big plans for the weekend, EC. What do you got going on?
It's football.
Football.
Yeah, it's college football weekend.
Who do the Gators play?
Alabama.
Oh, yikes. Sorry, buddy.
Yeah, it's going to be rough.
It's not going to go well for you guys, I don't think.
Oh, it's either going to go really bad or really good. So we'll see about how much alcohol I have in by the end of Sunday.
What time is the game?
3:30.
It's the 3:30 CBS game.
Yeah, so I'll be here for until noon, Eastern side.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, and then I will be.
Kayla, are you going to Mr. K's house tonight or tomorrow?
I'm not. He's not my life.
Tonight or tomorrow?
I'm not.
What? You're not going
not
to his house?
I'm doing that.
Why?
I have stuff to do.
Like what?
Work.
Wait, make candles? You're going to Mr. K's
Possibly.
House. No, I know what you're doing. You're going to Mr. K's house.
I'm really not.
You really are. Oh, he's coming here. Because you went there last weekend.
No.
What day is he coming? Today or tomorrow?
Not this weekend.
I called BS on that. You You've lied all show, by the way. You haven't been honest with us. You've kept a lot of things in, and it's frustrating. And I'm going to probably send you a little memo about this. So don't be surprised. It'll come from Ali Asmar.
I'll be so confused.
Our CEO.
Okay.
Great week, everybody. Kayla, we want to find out more about you. How do we do so?
Instagram, GlitterX Cakes.
EC, same question for you.
Check out my new company that sells greeting cards.
There you
perfect
go.
For your stink. STEAKY.
And by the way, on behalf of the station, thank you for playing double duty the last 10 days, EC.
Yes.
Are you tired? Are you burnt out?
No, I'm just good? Like a robot.
Yeah.
Continuing on.
You did a great job. And I know Shando appreciates you as well. The audience certainly does. You know who I appreciate? You. Thank you for spending your week with me. Thank you for spending the mornings with me. I love spending time with you. I do. I love it. That's why I'm honest with you, because I like spending time with you. Like, we're buddies. For real. Do me a favor. Tell your friends about the station, too. Tell them to download the app no matter where they live. The Florida Man Radio Network app. Fantastic. All past shows are right there as well. Can I ask one more favor of you, though, please? Could you stick around? Because Bill O'Reilly is up next, followed by my good buddy, the legend himself, ladies and gentlemen, Edward Frigging Till. Shando takes over that. He's the anchor tenant around here, the Publix of this little radio station shopping center. With the Shannon Burke Show, DJ will be here. Bubba, I think, will be here. EC definitely will be here. Great programming all weekend, but the real party starts again Monday morning with the big man himself, Bubba the Love Sponge. Kayla, I don't know much, but I do know one little teeny tiny thing.
And what is that?
I'll see you right back here again on Monday morning on the Florida Man Radio Network.